This is Nehemiah Bester, reporting on assignment for WEAA. On the west side of Baltimore, engulfed in history and a monument to the area, the west side is home to thousands of residents. However, it hasn't always been sunny days and clear skies. Anyone who has ever visited the surroundings knows that improvements have been and continue to be a huge part of the city's growth. It's for this reason that the Wade H. Menendez Foundation, Project Place, and the corporate headquarters of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated teamed up to offer whatever help they could to those in need. Out of the goodness of humanity, these organizations donated goods, resources, and volunteer services to Project Place on Old Frederick Road, which houses those that lack sufficient shelter and employment opportunities. Together, they provided food and drink catered by Chick-fil-A, toiletries in the form of lotions, soaps, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and other hygienic materials.
It was a necessary gift, and I think if it's done again, it would be greatly appreciated, and you probably have a lot more people to come.
That wasn't all. They provided gender-fluid clothing donations, such as shoes, skirts, pants, ties, sweaters, coats, and any other article of clothing you can think of. They even brought barbers and hairstylists to give these residents a new and improved look and sense of self.
When I met the lady and we started talking, and when she started cutting my hair, I was like, yeah, she knows what she's doing. And she did a really good job with my hair.
Helping those in need is the best path towards community health. A small donation of time, energy, and resources is a small price to pay for the health of humanity.
It felt good to get my hair cut. I had a lot of hair up there, right? Yeah, he told me that my hair was cut nice, taped up and everything.
At Project Place, this self-sacrifice was on full display by the volunteers and organizations making an impact for those that call Baltimore home, where even the smallest of deeds can have an everlasting effect.
And it was like breathtaking, because so many people need that in nursing homes and, you know, work with people that are less fortunate, you know. So that was, it was awesome. It was a great experience.
This has been Nehemiah Bester, reporting on assignment for WEAA.